South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today we're talking with Pastor Bob Littleton.
I think maturity in Christ is not based upon the amount of knowledge that we have, as I think our culture sort of measures it that way.
Doesn't it say in the Bible that they'll be forever learning but never coming to the knowledge of truth? And what is the meat of the word and what is the milk of the word? The milk of the word, maybe you can memorize it, but the meat of the word is going out and feeding somebody, clothing somebody, preaching Jesus.
Actually, yeah, you need to do it, put it in the brain. So maturity is based upon our obedience to Christ's commands, you know, to care for the needy, to share the word, you know, and not just having going to endless Bible studies and whatnot. So I'm trying to raise a culture of young people, you know, of course, not completely successful, you know, very limited success.
How many children do you have?
Well, I have five.
Okay, you know. Five children, they all know Jesus, right?
They do.
Okay, so did you force that? Did you proselytize them? Or did you let them come of their own accord and by just being a witness? Remember what Francis of Assisi said? He said, preach Christ at all times, but at the very last, only when absolutely necessary, use words.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that before, and I don't necessarily know if I agree with that, because people can see good works of, you know, there's atheists that do good things, but, you know, we need to tell them the reason why we are the way we are, which is why I told the Lord a long time ago that if any time I have an opportunity to share my testimony, I'll never say no to that. So,
Hence you came reluctantly this morning to be with me.
Well, you said you were starting on the air, and I'm like, I definitely do not want to be the first person that you have on the air, so, and I don't know if this is or what.
No, you're going to be like the third.
Oh, okay, good, so as long as I'm not the first. And Rhett says to me, why do you want me the first? I said, I'm not worthy, I'm just the simple guy who loves the Lord, and anyway, so. But yeah, my kids all are plugged in church, serving the Lord, and so I'm grateful.
Well, so now I want to know about the relationship with your children. Okay, so that's got to be an anvil for you as well. I mean, having children, you know, I did not. It is a regret. It's got to be a death to self for you and your wife to serve your children first.
Oh, yeah, it is. My wife was much more of a servant, you know, in that respect than I was. She carried the weight of the load. She, you know, even homeschooled all five of our kids all the way through high school, which is unbelievable. She was homeschooled for like 25 years.
I mean, she was a pharmacist, a highly educated lady, already was a professional pharmacist, and gave that up for years to rear the children.
Absolutely, she did, yeah. And then she works part-time. But anyway, yeah, so she's a warrior, man. She's incredible. And our kids are the fruit of, you know, my wife's love and labor and service and hospitality and her education. You know, I was a small part in all that, but, you know, I was more the disciplinarian. It's like, don't you ever talk to your mother like that, you know, kind of thing. And the hammer came down with Dad, but Mom was the, you know, the tender, you know, the one that was there through it all. Mm. Anyway, so I feel like I've been doing youth ministry since, you know, my daughter was like 12 years old, and now she's 32, so I guess that's, what, 20 years, you know, serving youth ministry. I'm like the old man youth minister in town here, but I'm still as passionate about it, and my kids, I figured once my kids graduated, you know, I'd be done, but I'm still loving it and still being able to relate to kids.
I don't think retirement's in the Bible. Now, let's get to something very important here. So you two are successful enough. You're a successful pharmacist. Your wife's going back to pharmacy school. You've reared your five children. You get this beautiful new home with a beautiful big pool. I mean, I don't know, but I was told it was a pretty dang big house. This is a house that successful people have. You're 6 years into it, and you tell your kids, we're sorry, the Lord's telling us to sell this and buy an old ranch because we'll be able to pay off for cash and then spend our time going to missionary trips. And now you go to missionary trips like 2 and 3 times a year, right?
Yeah, actually since COVID, it's been very limited. But before then, yeah, my kids have been to Cuba. You know, one of my kids probably been 6 or 7 times to Cuba, and we've been to Haiti a bunch of times. And all because we heard the Lord's call to saying, you need to get rid of this big mortgage, this big house. You don't need that. You know, and to be able to to eventually become debt-free. You know, so, yeah, when you think about when you start to give the lion's share of your money to the Lord's work, how he blesses, you know, because we're giving the lion's share of our money to the bank and mortgage, you know, and whatever, and we felt like, all right, this is not honoring.
And they're not spreading the gospel.
Yeah, exactly.
So how was it hard, though, to humble yourself, sell that beautiful home, and then move into a home that's a little rough around the edges, so to speak, your present ranch?
Yeah, it was humbling, yeah, a little bit, but we knew, and that's what God wanted us to do. Yeah, and the place we moved into, you know, we went from a brand new place to a place that needed a bunch of work, but my kids have all learned to work through going on in-state mission trips. We would go and do home repairs and stuff. So they were all pretty handy at fixing.
Well, you have a whole woodworking shop out there, and I think one of your sons is highly gifted in that department, right?
Yeah, actually, all three of my sons are pretty good. My oldest son, who I didn't think was really that much of a carpenter, he's built pretty much all the furniture in his house, and very impressive looking. And my other sons have done construction. They both work in construction. And so, yeah, we've learned serving the Lord, you know, as young as I can. You know, I try to get them serving, working, teaching them. Even my 18-month-old grandson, I had him pulling the trigger on the drill, and, you know, we were taking down the Easter decorations at church, and he got all excited when he heard the sound of the drill. But you got to start him young, learn and teach him how to work and serve and bless people.
Now, you also have some other little buildings there, and that's how I came to know you. My friend from New York was looking for a place, couldn't find one, wanted to come to a warmer climate, said, well, I guess I'll have to go to Hawaii on my winter vacation a couple of years ago. All of a sudden, he found you on Airbnb and has a lovely little, very affordable studio there that he rents from you, and that's how we got to know each other.
Yeah, we did. That's how I met his friend Dave, and he introduced me to Rhett. And it just, God works in mysterious ways, and it's been interesting to have known Rhett for a year now, and through Dave, and it's been a sweet fellowship getting to know him and Barb, and so it's been,
yeah,
been a glorious time getting to know you and spend time with you and just playing games and, you know, sharing the Lord's work in our lives. And so I'm just grateful for it. I feel, and everyone, when people thank me for what, you know, they've done or whatever, it's like, I'm just along for the ride. You know, the Lord's doing all this. I'm just along for the ride.
Okay, well, David has just walked into the room. So how you doing, Dave?
I'm great. I just heard my name, and I thought I'd pop in and just say how good God is, and what a wonderful time it's been getting to know Bob and the family. And, you know, it's always a reminder that we're all a part of the family of God, and we all work together to get the job done. But relationships are such a blessing that God brings into our life to encourage us all and get us to the next stage of our walk with Christ. So I just wanted to pop my head in and say God bless you, Rhett. God bless you, Bob, and continue God's work, and love you both very much.
Yeah, it's really turned out great out there. You have a lot of fun out there with all the kids and the grandkids, don't you?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's a little heaven on earth out there, and it's a reflection of the people that live there and are managing that property. And so it's just a wonderful thing to see a family serving God, and it's great to be part of that. And we really are building all the same kingdom, and we all need to encourage one another to good works and to really having families that are a reflection of the love that God has for all of us.
You want a quick little testimony here. So David, of course, at one point when we were younger, we've known each other over 40 years, he did not know the Lord, and he got a friend. He was going through some difficult waters, break up with a girl, lost a job, right? And then he was on the phone one night talking to Diane Calhoun, the wife of a friend of ours. And what happened that night when you were praying with Diane?
Well, I was in a bad spot in my life, and she said, it sounds like you need forgiveness. And at the time, I just felt so convicted and so guilty and ashamed of how I was living. And it was the right moment, the right time. The Lord called me, and I said a prayer of confession and asked Christ into my heart and my life.
What happened?
Well, I felt like an electrical current shoot from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Never happened before. It never happened since.
Wow.
And at that point, I began to open the Word of God, and it was truly a powerful you know, book.
He became electrified for Christ, and he's never shut up since about the Lord. But you want to know something really cool? You had a friend, I think his name's Rhett Palmer, right?
Yeah.
And he revealed something to you about, you know, you were saved over the phone.
Oh, yes, right. This was amazing.
This is cool. I don't know if you know this, Bob. Listen to this. This is so cool.
If anyone's listening, if you go to your cell phone and you look at the phone face where you dial the numbers and you see the 1234 all the way through zero, my phone number at the time was 465-2580. It forms a perfect cross on the phone, and I didn't know it at the time, but my friend Rhett here pointed it out, and I put that into an Easter card for a bunch of friends that did telemarketing, so we look at the phone face all day long.
Cool.
It's always just a cool way to share my faith and be a blessing, you know?
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, well, God bless you guys.
Yeah. Great. We'll continue on with Bob. We're talking with Bob Littleton and your story as we're wrapping it up here. You know, I've been to Haiti, and if I had not gone to Haiti on a missionary trip, I wouldn't be here, which I think is a direct result. And the Lord says, you know, I gave up a very dear relationship with a young lady in order to preach the gospel of Christ. But he says, no one has given up a wife, a home, you know, family, land that won't get back a hundredfold and in this life and the life to come. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, a few short years ago, I was broke, and I can't say that anymore, that God has been very kind to me. Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Emotions, no matter how tall or wide, love is a refuge, love is a savior, and you got it all inside. It can make you do crazy things, cause love will erase the fear. Your